time to play a little Friday morning. Fake news. Fake news for you. We give you three news stories, two of which very actually, factually, real news stories, occurrences, things that happen on this planet of ours. The other, not so much. Yeah, one of the stories has just maybe more than a few things wrong with it. Every one of these stories has something wrong with it. But two of them are true. One of them ain't. You tell us which is the fake news story at 817-877-1921. You were headed off to your Texas Rangers. All right, for your three news stories, we will start appropriately with story
number one.
Number one takes us to China. And a man in China has recently been scammed for about $121,000 U.S. currency after he purchased 300 years worth of gym memberships. A man in China was lured in with the promise of reselling the memberships then for a profit, but the gym employees that was all behind this disappeared when it was time to help him out for a refund. Now he's left with 300 years of gym memberships and is seeking legal action to recover his money. That is story number one. Number two.
Number two.
That will take us to Great Falls, Montana, specifically the Roadhouse Diner of Great Falls, Montana, who has a couple of kitschy kind of Guy Fieri-type stops there on their menu. And that was enough to have Timothy Chalamet stopping by for some reason or another to the Roadhouse Diner there in Montana. Restaurant posted a photo of Chalamet with the staff where he dressed in a leather jacket and kind of oversized pants. And then, after he left, someone there paid $300 for the seat cushion that Chalamet sat on at the diner. That money was split between the cooks and the server. Or is it
number three?
Story number three takes us to love in Las Vegas as a couple got married in Las Vegas and were married by a giant tub of mayonnaise. This couple had won a contest from Hellman's, and the company paid for everything. The winners of the Hellman's wedding contest package included a ceremony, full reception with food, lots of mayo, professional photographer, and $5,000 to cover travel expenses. And the wedding was officiated by the Hellman's official mascot, Manny Mayo. All right, there you go. Let's go to the lines. You're first up here. Who's this? Where are you?
My name's Denise. I'm in Fort Worth.
Oh, hi there, Denise. How are we doing on a Friday?
Great. Payday.
Yeah. Very good. That's nice. And a tax-free weekend day.
Oh, I don't care about the crowd.
Don't care about that, yeah. You'll pay 0.825% to avoid people.
Yes.
But just a friendly reminder, the jorts are, of course, included.
Yes, your jorts.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, all right, we move on. We're getting distracted. I apologize, Denise. You're first up here in Friday Morning Fake News. What do you say the fake news story is? One, two, or three?
Three.
That would be the couple finding love and then finding themselves in Las Vegas after winning a contest and a giant tub of mayonnaise from Hellman's marries them. That is the true story of Nick Phillips and Heather Schroering, the winners of a Hellman's wedding contest. And yes, they were married by a giant tub of mayonnaise.
That's disgusting.
It is bad, yeah. As long as the marriage doesn't go bad after 90 days, that'd probably be good. Is that a white wedding there, or is it more of a creamy beige? Denise, keep trying, okay?
Thank you.
Enjoy that paycheck.
Thanks.
Moving on next, who is this? Where are you?
This is Jackie Martinez. I am in Midlothian, Texas.
All right, Jackie in Midlothian. Very good. How are you doing today? Did you get paid as well? Denise did just a moment ago.
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. I didn't either. So everything from here on out is on Denise. But she helped you out here because she picked number three. That was a true story. So one or two, which is the fake news story?
One.
The number health club one. Scam that put the man into 300 years of gym memberships that he ended up buying. That is the true story of Jin. J-I-N of China. That's all we know about him except for the $120,000 that he was lured in with. Sounds like a pyramid scheme that he ended up with 300 years worth of gym memberships.
Oh, well, then it's number two.
Oh, man. Yeah. And you know what? He's going to go for the first 2 months, but then he's going to not even go for the next 300 years. That's a horrible deal. Oh.
Yes.
Well, we thank you. Keep trying, okay?
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Well, we got somebody that is going to be quite lucky on a Friday. Who is this? Where are you?
My name is Trent. Here in Grandview, Texas.
Did you get paid today?
Have I? No, not yet.
See? What's the deal here? Denise is way ahead of the curve on everybody here. But I do believe a payoff is coming to you, Trent and Grandview, because you have a view that is clear. Because the two before you have selected one and three is the fake news stories. Those were true. So there's only one left. Which is the
number
fake
two.
News story? Yes.
Number two.
It was not Timothy Chalamet that stopped in Montana at a diner and then they sold a seat cushion for $300 immediately after he got off of it. It was, though, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber stopped at the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls, Montana, ordered a PB&J hamburger, and then somebody paid $300 for the seat that Bieber sat on.
I was going to say number three in the first one, but I'm glad I got the third fit.
Would you spend $300 to own a cushion that Bieber's bottom was on?
No, never.
What about Denise's paycheck? Would you spend that on it?
No, probably not.
All right. That's Friday morning fake news. You got the real tickets.
Woo! Let's go. Thank you.